From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday vigorously defended what many say was a weak initial statement condemning Saturday's deadly racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, saying there is enough guilt and blame on both sides.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now.
Trump's critics say it took him 2 days to use the words Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, and white supremacists when condemning the riots that left a young woman and two Virginia state policemen dead and dozens hurt. New Hampshire Republican Chair Jennifer Horne said, quote, "We as Republicans, every single one of us, needs to speak up and make it clear that this is not our party. These are not our values," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the Trump administration remains interested in a dialogue with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but is waiting for some sign of interest from Pyongyang.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to a dialogue, but that's up to him.
Speaking to reporters at the State Department on Tuesday, Tillerson said he had no comment on North Korea's latest pronouncement that it had completed plans to test ballistic missiles near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, but would not immediately carry them out. Rescue workers have recovered at least 270 bodies so far from a mudslide on the outskirts of Sierra Leone's capital of Freetown. President Ernest Bai Koroma urged residents of Regent and other flooded areas around Freetown to evacuate immediately so that the military personnel and other rescue workers can continue to search for survivors that may be buried under debris. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson released the State Department's annual report on religious freedom in 199 countries and territories around the globe Tuesday, citing Islamic State militants among the worst oppressors of religious minorities. Tillerson said that insurgents have been carrying out a reign of violence, targeting religious minorities and opposition ethnic groups, even as they have been losing control of large swaths of territory in Iraq and Syria.
We cannot ignore these conditions. The Trump administration has committed to addressing these conditions in part by advancing international religious freedom around the world. The State Department will continue to advocate on behalf of those seeking to live their lives according to their faith.
Tillerson singled out seven countries for an array of abuses in the way of their governments treat the faithful. These were Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Bahrain, China, Pakistan, and Sudan. Tillerson said that in various ways, these nations intimidate believers practicing their faith through harassment, imprisonment, and executions. The one-time deputy leader of Somali Islamist militant Al-Shabaab called on Tuesday for others to quit the group following his defection to the government in Mogadishu. That's Rabaul, also known as Al-Muro. Said he left Shabaab because he disagreed with their creed, which does not serve the Islamic religion, the people, and the country. Rabaul fell out with al-Shabaab in 2013, and he kept a low profile in the jungle with his forces until defecting last week. The Islamists have launched multiple attacks, trying to kill or capture him. A local official in Nigeria's northeastern village of Mandari says 20 people have been killed in an attack by suspected Boko Haram extremists at a camp near a market. VOA's Millar Sega.
Village Chief Lawan Kali said Tuesday at least three suicide bombers entered the market around 5 p.m., posing as buyers, then went to the nearby camp for people displaced by Nigeria's conflict and simultaneously detonated their explosives. Kali says 80 others were injured and were rushed to the hospital in Maiduguri, about 30 kilometers away.
Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people in its eight-year insurgency. UN observers on Tuesday removed the last of more than 8,000 guns once carried by the guerrillas of Colombia's largest rebel army. They collected them at 26 demobilization sites around the South American nation under a historic peace deal. Some of the weapons will be smelted and transformed into statues commemorating the end to Latin America's longest-running armed conflict. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.